Big thank you there to Rabbi Rowe. That's and lovely to have you with us in our shul. That's I've got the tefillah slot, and I'll also try and bring us back on schedule a little bit. So I'll cut myself short here, but you'll probably get future opportunities to hear me. So I want us to look this evening. Thought the second best place to look. To have an understanding of tefillah, that's the best place to look to have an understanding of tefillah is the siddur. And we often forget to do that. That's it just sort of jarred with me this afternoon at Mincha. That's Chazarat Hashatz, the Shlich Tzibur, pauses in the first bracha, and everybody says Zochrein L'Chaim Melech Chafetz B'Chaim. That's and here's everybody Zochrein L'Chaim Melech Chafetz B'Chaim. Somebody's on their somebody at Mincha, on their phone. That's I don't know if they were texting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Zochrein L'Chaim. But these words just sort of fell off there. Another I thought you wanted another bottle of water. That's. I think to a large degree, if we just stop at one point over the tefillah, over Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and just think about one line in the davening, then it can become immensely meaningful. So I don't think that's quite enough for one each. It's probably 10 between 11. That's, Zochreinu l'chayim, melech hafetz b'chayim, v'chotveinu b'seif ha'chayim, l'mancha elokim chayim. You think about, all those four things we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for, and all of a sudden you realize, chotveinu b'seif ha'chayim, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu now to inscribe in the book of life. That's really quite big. The machzah for Yom Kippur, is enormous. To daven the whole way through the machzah, is a real challenge to, feel engaged at every point. And sometimes I feel, if in the course of the whole day you just are able to engage with a few sentences. Ideally we'd hope for more, but I think reality is that, if each of the five tefillot, you engage properly with one sentence, then that could be a really meaningful Yom Kippur for you. Sometimes, I've davened the whole way through Yom Kippur. I've turned every page in the machzah. I still sometimes feel like I haven't quite engaged. It comes to the end of the davening and I'm not there yet. And sometimes you just need to stop and, I know we're being recorded, so I'm careful about what I say, but, if you miss out a page of Piyutim or something like that because you're saying something, more carefully, I don't think that's necessarily the end of the world. And in actual fact, you might have, you might be able to say everything you really need to say, Hashem, when you stop, Zochreinu l'chayim, Melech Chafetz B'Chayim, V'Chotveinu B'Seif HaRachayim, L'Mancha Elokim Chayim. What each of these, phrases means, L'Mancha Elokim Chayim, that we want Hashem to keep us alive so that we can do better for Him. Chotveinu B'Seif HaRachayim. This is what it all amounts to. It's not just, spending the day in shul or even just hoping that we'll have a better year next year, but Chotveinu B'Seif HaRachayim, that's something really big. And it's these small phrases that I think can be really, really meaningful. So I think the best place to start with, if we're focusing a little bit on tefillah, is in the siddur and in the machzah. But besides that, you can't do better than the Rambam. So I thought we'd just look at the Rambam, that's the beginning of Hilchot Tefillah. Look at it together, we'll try and make this a little bit interactive, doesn't need to be a shift from me, and see what things we can pick up. So I want to start with the Rambam's sort of heading to the chapter. Every set of halachot that the Rambam has, he just tells you sort of at the beginning what to expect. It's a table of contents, as it were. So the Rambam says, Yesh bichlalan shtei mitzvot aseh. We've got two mitzvot aseh, two positive mitzvot that we're interested in. And for our purposes, we're actually only interested in the first one. Lavod et Hashem b'chol yom, to serve Hashem every day, bitfila, with prayer. Okay, so that's the Rambam's introduction to Hilchot Tefillah, if you like, sort of table of contents A and B. A, lavod et Hashem b'chol yom, bitfila, to serve Hashem every day with tefillah. What jumps out at us immediately from this opening phrase or introductory phrase of the Rambam? Okay, I think that's actually what he's going to tell us in the halachot. But something that he's something not a question on the Rambam. Sorry, something that he's. When I saw that the first time, I think the Rambam's telling us a lot there already.
The mitzvah of davening is a bit of
session. Exactly. The mitzvah of davening, of tefillah, is actually an avodah. It's a service of Hashem in its own right. You know, I think when we come to shul on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we think about, you know, we're davening, okay, and there's lots of davening on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. What do we think the davening's about on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Not all at once, but somebody. What do we think the davening's about on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur?
Everything.
Sorry?
Everything.
Everything, and including, but everything includes.
The davening on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is almost humbling yourself before Hashem and just accepting, especially Rosh Hashanah, is accepting that he is Hashem, he's Melech.
Okay, so you're way ahead of, I think, a lot of people in shul, and so, which is great. I think, and maybe I've just got totally the wrong end of what it's all about, but I think a lot of people come to shul thinking, on Rosh Hashanah, we're asking Hashem for things. We're asking Hashem for a good year. We're asking Hashem to inscribe us in the Book of Life. We're asking Hashem for all the things that haven't been good for us in the past year, should be better in the coming year, and that, you know, hopefully we're doing a bit of teshuva as well along the way. Eleanor has added in something which is, I think, where we ought to be, but I'm not sure that we're all there yet. Okay, and what the Rambam is telling us primarily, we've got to do those things on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur as well. We do want to ask Hashem for a good year, and we do want to, you know, confess our sins and ask for Selicha, Mechila, and Kapara. But the tefillah part is La'avodet Hashem. We are serving Hashem. The term avodah, I think, is a very significant term. Where else in our sort of liturgy or pseudo-liturgy do we have the term avodah? Where else does it come up? In a slightly negative context, but gives us an understanding, perhaps, of the onus of what tefillah is. Avodah zarah, okay. That's not quite in our liturgy, but yeah, that's... That's not. I'm looking for something negative. It's just that. So I thought of where the Rasha says Maha Avodah Hazot Lachem on Saturday night. The Rasha says Maha Avodah Hazot Lachem. Avodah has the association of this is something heavy almost. Now we don't want to have a negative sense of tefillah, but avodah, you know, this is something that we have to toil at. It's a form of service, it's a form of work, and to a certain degree it's a burden on our shoulders. That's, you know, I hope I'm not being too miserable and, you know, such things, but I think it's at least sometimes healthy, certainly on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, to feel a sense of, you know, a weight on our shoulders as we come to pray. So I think it's very significant that the Rambam's telling us the mitzvah of tefillah, what tefillah is primarily about, is avodah. It's a way of serving Hashem. It's not asking Hashem for things. It's not telling Hashem things. It's not confession. So those things, you know, might latch onto tefillah, but the central part of tefillah seems to be avodah. So let's see what he's got. I think we'll only get through possibly the first mitzvah, maybe not even all of that. So the Rambam tells us mitzvah tasei litpalel b'chol yom. It's a mitzvah for us, positive mitzvah, to daven every day. So I'm actually going to look at, this is a classic commentary on the page, but it's a useful commentary, the Mosaf Harav Kook commentary, that before we look at the commentary, what does the word lehit palel mean? And don't tell me to pray. We can say to daven, but that doesn't help us either. What does the word lehit palel mean?
To judge yourself.
Okay, so if we look in the note, mishorish palel. Okay, what's the root? The root is pei lamed lamed. V'inyano shafot. Okay, judgment. We often don't think about that, you know. Tefillah, lit palel. Okay, you know, if we know a bit of grammar, we know it's a reflexive verb. So we're getting something out of it as much as we're putting into it. But lit palel means it's something with judging ourselves. V'inyano shafot k'mor palelu Elohim v'natam b'flilim. That's v'amit palel m'vakesh me'et Hashem pelila u'mishpat. So a person who prays to Hashem is asking him for pelila u'mishpat, judgment, k'loma sheishpatenu barachamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should judge us mercifully. So already, you know, the Rambam's using this lashon of lehit palel, okay, which isn't a verb as such that appears in Chumash, lehit palel, that appears in Tanakh, but giving us a sense of what lehit palel is, b'chol yom. So we have to pray every day, shenemar, as the pasuk tells us, va'avadtem et Adonai Eloheichem, that you should serve Hashem your God, and mipi hashmua lamdu, and we have a rabbinic tradition, she'avodah zohi tefillah, that avodah, okay, this avodah, we've got a mitzvah, the Torah only tells us you have to serve Hashem, and the avodah is tefillah, she'ne'emar ulo'ovdo b'chol levavchem, that you should serve Hashem with all your hearts, amru chachamim, and the sages said, ezohi avodah she'belev, how do you serve Hashem with your hearts? Zoh tefillah, this is tefillah. So the Rambam has told us, okay, he's given us this idea of Avodah, but he's given us more, so, you know, that, I think that was our first Chiddush in the Rambam. First Chiddush in the Rambam is that Tefillah is a form of Avodah. Second Chiddush in the Rambam is, what's the nature of that Avodah? Looking at the pasuk that he quotes. What's the nature of that Avodah?
Introspection,
okay, yes. I'd say more than that. Just, I mean, there's only three words in the pasuk, so
it's
sorry.
It's heart work.
Heart work. Oh, very. I like that. Yes, that's it's heart work. Ulovdo bechol levavchem. Okay, you should serve. And I wouldn't just say it's heart. It's all heart work. That's ulovdo bechol levavchem. So ulovdo bilvavchem means that, you know, it's got to be in our hearts. It's not just something which we can do by rote without thinking about it. But it's more than that. It's ulovdo bechol levavchem. Your whole heart has to be engaged in this tefillah. And it's sort of, you know, it's one of the enormous challenges, you know, for people who daven every day, that, you know, and trying to get through the whole of Shacharit in half an hour, that, you know, how on earth, you know, do you do this? That, you know, it's virtually, you know, ulovdo b'chol levavchem. So I don't know if we can do it on a daily basis or how we do it on a daily day basis, but at least when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, then maybe we need to focus a little bit on this. Ulovdo, we're serving Hashem. B'chol levavchem. Our heart has to be in it. And what does it mean, b'chol levavchem, our whole hearts? I'm just sort of asking questions and, you know, trying to think it through. You know, this is so, like, pashut. You know, this is the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchot Tefillah. You know, we all daven regularly. And have we stopped to think, like, what does it mean? Ulovdo bechol levavchem. The Torah could have just said, ulovdo bilvavchem. And then we'd understood, avodah shebelev is tefillah. What's bechol levavchem? Options.
It's a challenge to try and ensure that when you are davening, you are completely kind of concentrating on what it is you're doing, you're shutting everything else out.
Right, could well be. That's b'chol levavchem means that, you know, not thinking about something else whilst you're, you know, whilst you're doing it. Any other possibilities?
Turning all your desires towards Hashem for that time.
Yeah, could be. I mean, there's no right or wrong answer here. So, you know, it's, you know, we can just brainstorm. So I should really have a flip chart, and, you know, that's Charles, were you going to say something? No. That's any other suggestions? B'chol levavchem. I think another possibility is it could mean that you have to really mean it. That, you know, b'chol levavchem might mean that you have to really mean everything that you're saying, everything that you're trying to articulate there. That's and that's, you know, the avodah shebelev. It's avodah shebechol levavchem zu tefillah. Let's look at a little bit. That's the next halacha. That's, we'll go on just another 3 or 4 minutes, and then our next speaker will have plenty of time. So ve'ein minyan hatfilot min haTorah, the number of daily tefillot doesn't appear in the Torah. Doesn't say anywhere that you have to daven 3 times a day. Ve'ein mishneh hatfilah hazot min haTorah, and the format of the tefillah isn't in the Torah. Ve'ein la tefillah zman kavua min haTorah, and there's no fixed time for tefillah in the Torah. Ulafichach, and therefore nashim va'avadim chayavim b'tefillah. Therefore, women and servants have an obligation in tefillah. Lefishei mitzvah tasei shelo hazman grama, because it's a non-time bound positive mitzvah, which everybody has an obligation with. Elachiyuv mitzvah zor kachu. So the chiyuv of the mitzvah is as follows. Shayadam mitchanein mitpalel b'chol yom. The person should supplicate and pray every day. Umagid shivcho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and proclaim the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'achachach shoel tzrachav, and then ask for what we want. Shutzarech lahem b'vakashav v'tchina, asking with requests and supplications. V'achachach notin shevach v'odaya l'Hashem, and then give praise and thanks to Hashem, ala tova sheshbi alo, for the goodness that we've received. Kol echad lefi kocho, everybody according to their ability. So we could have 45 minutes on this halakha in the Rambam. We haven't got the 45 minutes. That, let's flag up, let's see if between us we can flag up in this paragraph five things which we think are injuries, which in an ideal world we'd want to develop further. 5 points in this Rambam that are worth further consideration.
How does he know that there's those three aspects in the second half of the halakha? But,
okay, so where does the Rambam get this structure of tefillah from? Okay, that's... I'd prefer for our questions to be, if you don't mind, rather where than does he know... I mean, where does he know it from? But I'd reframe the question if you don't mind. Like, okay, interesting thing number one is the Rambam has told us that there is a structure for tefillah which is a trifold structure. That's three parts. You know, starts off with that's Shevach, moves on to Bakasha, and finishes off with Hodaya. Okay, so that's interesting thing number one. That needs to be the format of our tefillah. What else might we have from this Rambam?
From the last phrase, quite interesting. Called Echad Lefikach. How does he get that everyone has a different obligation?
Okay, or again, if I can flip it around, not where, how does he get it, but the Rambam's telling us, because, you know, where did he get it from is an obvious, that the Rambam's telling us that, yeah, every person's tefillah might be different. That, and I think that both releases us in a certain way, that, and puts a burden on us. Meaning that, you know, kol echad lefi kocho means that I don't have to daven the same way that you. You might be, you might find it really easy to formulate your tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I find it hard. So I don't have to daven in the same way that you do. But on the other hand, that I have to daven in my best way, that, and what I want to do and what I need to express. So it's kol echad lefi kocho. What it means is I have to do my very best in tefillah. Yeah, what else jumps out of this, Rambam Elliot?
Spontaneity. My sense of davening is quite restrictive. Certain times, certain words, certain things. Whereas if you read the Rambam here,
Right, exactly. Now, this is what we haven't got time at all to deal with the third and fourth halachot. But yeah, exactly. In the next halachot, the Rambam goes on to say that, yeah, min ha-Torah, and this is a very, very important point, min ha-Torah tefillah is spontaneous, as it were. You've got to do it every day, but in the way that it takes you. And Chazal formalized it. Now, Chazal formalized it to make it easier for us. But in some ways, does that mean that, you know, we don't have to be mekayem? If we do it the way Chazal do it, you know, said to do it, to have it three times a day, yamidain this way, say these words, have we still fulfilled the biblical obligation of tefillah? If there's a real obligation of tefillah, is that spontaneity, as you feel the need for it. So if all I do every day is I'm really, really frum. I daven three times a day, and four times on Shabbat, and five times on Yom Kippur, right? And I read the words as they're printed in the Siddur. Could be that maybe I haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. Maybe I've done the mitzvah midrabbanan, but maybe I haven't done the mitzvah midoraita. So that was third thing to flag up. Has anybody else got anything else? Nama.
She had a mitchanenu mitpalel b'chol yom. But if we say that mitpalel is from the Shorash Shvot,
mm-hmm.
there doesn't seem to be any introspection here. The first thing is we're thanking Hashem. The second thing is we're saying, please can you do this for us?
Yep.
And the third thing yep. is saying, thank you Hashem again.
Yep.
But there's nothing saying, oops, I could, okay, salah.
Correct, correct. Maybe tefillah is nothing about introspection. Maybe, remember that Rambam in the introduction said, it's avodah. That's what it is. You know, we superimpose the notion of introspection, but Rambam hasn't raised that. But I would add in there, the word that jumped out at me was, the Rambam's now added in, mitchanein umitpalel. He started off talking about tefillah, now he's added in techinah. Techinah is supplications, as well as mitpalel. Okay, so we got four things there. We don't need to get five. I'm going to stop there. We could, you know, I'd love that we, you know, we could spend, you know, the winter every week have a shiur on the Rambam's Hilchot Tefillah. Go through it line by line. I think we'd get so much out of it. But, you know, we haven't got any answer. I don't think we answered anything today. This is really rabbinic. Okay, we didn't answer any questions, but I think what we did, sometimes it's important to flag up the issues, and hopefully it's a little bit thought-provoking. Okay, anyhow, we're very, very delighted that my old friend Lindsay Simmons-Roston is here with us. It's not the first time you've spoken in LA, is it? Is it? It's not the first time you've spoken in LA. It's the first time you've spoken in the new shul. Yeah, you spoke once on about Megillah. So it's delightful to welcome you back. I don't think there's anybody here who heard you last time. They've all gone on Aliyah. But that's lovely to have you with us.